Hello, everyone, and welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox, and coming up on today's show, we're going to preview the football season and the AFC West, the division that's sure to be the most talked about this year. We're going to look ahead at next year's MVP odds for the NBA. And of course, I'm going to give you my Mox locks. But first, let's welcome in Mr. Kenny Betzvig to the show again. Kenny, how's it going?
Not bad, Katie. Thanks for having me again. And hopefully we can produce some winners like we did the last time I was on here for the people.
Yeah, I see you've been winning a lot this week. Any big bets stick out to you?
Yeah, baseball is finally starting to come back. You know, the underdogs are starting to cash. It was a big weekend for me and my team. So just got to stay hot and keep it going.
Got to stay hot. And the dogs are barking. Some of my favorite noises to hear. First things first, let's kick it off with my Mox thought of the day. So last Friday, we were talking all about the Kyrie Irving drama. Well, guess what? Kyrie picked up his player option to remain in Brooklyn. Now, anything could still happen, but of course, for now, let's act as if he is staying with the Nets and look to his teammate in MVP futures. Kevin Durant is tied for fourth best odds to win the award next season with the Joker and behind Joel Embiid, Luka, and Giannis. Durant is listed at plus 850. So who do I think is going to win the MVP next year? Where do I see the value? I'm looking at Luka Doncic at plus 600. So last season, he averaged 28.4 points per game. He's projected just over that next season at 29 points per game. Look, Luka just keeps getting better and better. He started off the season slow last year, but by the end, he was carrying his entire team. He got the Dallas Mavericks all the way to the Western Conference Finals. He broke the hearts of Devin Booker and Chris Paul, a team that everybody thought was going to win the conference last year. And he was the last man standing in last year's MVP race. Also, have you seen him lately? My guy is looking slim and trim and actually a little bit swole. He's looking fit. Baby Bird is not the typical out of shape guy that we have seen in years past. Obviously, the Mavericks have made some moves here. They acquired Christian Wood, so that should help Luka have a better record than he did last year. So I'm going to take him at plus 600. I think it's Luka's year.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app ever, and honestly, the only one you need. It's not just about the big bonuses and boosts and promos that you get. It's the fact that every time you bet, whether you win or lose, you're earning towards the types of perks only Caesars can offer. Free stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. That's because when you download the Caesars Sportsbook app, you become a Caesars Rewards member, and that means perks. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700. All right, Kenny, heading back into Capper's Corner. You heard what I had to say. I'm on Luka this year. Who do you like for MVP out of the East?
So I'm going to stick in the point guard category, but I'm going to focus on Ja Morant. I see him. He's at plus 1,200. And how do you hate that, right? We saw what he did this year. He won the most improved player, went from scoring 19 points to over 27 points per game. And I have to think, with the way his season ended, where he was injured, you know, in that tight series against the Warriors, he's going to come back with a chip on his shoulder. We already see what him and Draymond are doing on Twitter. And Ja Morant strikes me as someone who backs up his words. So I think he's going to come out and he's going to ball this year. So give me Ja Morant to win the MVP award.
I love that. And yeah, he absolutely balls out. The only thing that I find a little bit interesting with Ja is that his team plays better when he's not on the floor, which is crazy. I feel like when Ja's on the floor, they just like pass it to him, pass it to him, pass it to him. But they play better. They've certainly played better on defense when he's not around. But yeah, I love Ja Morant. And what you said about the Draymond, it's so funny. I can't even keep up right now with all of the drama. It's like Draymond versus Perk. And then you've got Kyrie taking on Stephen A. And then there's who else? There's one more that's been going off against each other. Oh, Skip Bayless and Russell Westbrook. It's like, you know, as the league turns right now, but it's pretty
Skip
crazy.
Bayless. He's always, I feel like, in the forefront of the drama in the NBA.
But, yes.
Yeah, you know, it's funny watching the NBA, how it's progressed now. It's like it's a little bit of a soap opera to it. You know, if I used to want the drama, I would go to my grandma's house when she's watching General Hospital. Now I just turn on ESPN and see what the NBA guys are doing. I think these guys are just making too much money for all this drama.
Yeah, it's the new media versus the old media. And honestly, I don't know where I fall in that category. But let's move on here and talk about the Eastern Conference as a whole. So sticking with the Nets, they're tied with the Bucks right now for the second best odds to win the Eastern Conference next season at plus 320 on Caesars Sportsbook. The Celtics are the favorite at plus 280. So where are you putting your money on which team is going to win the Eastern Conference final next season?
This is a tough one. They fooled me this year, but I'm going back to the well. I'm sticking with the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, they're keeping Kyrie, and it looks like they're keeping Kevin Durant for the time being. So if they with those two guys, and I'm assuming Ben Simmons is actually going to play this year, you know, so you add a Ben Simmons to the talent of a Kyrie Irving and a Kevin Durant, they should be unstoppable on a basketball court. I thought it would happen this year in the playoffs, but, you know, obviously Ben Simmons didn't play, and we saw what happened, so.
I mean, they should have been unstoppable every single year, Kenny. I mean, they had Harden last year and that didn't happen. And I hear you about Ben Simmons, but we don't even know what Ben Simmons is capable of doing on the court and also mentally if he's strong enough really to come back into this game. It seems to me that he's been shying away with not wanting to participate in that last game. And look, I hear you, but for me and the Nets, one, I can't bet them to save my life. No matter what side I take, I take them against the spread, I fade them, I take a side on the total, I take a player prop. It never hits for me, so I'm definitely not putting any money on the Nets because for me personally, it doesn't work out. Plus, they've been pretty disappointing in the last couple years. I talked about this last week. I'm going with the Bucks on this one, plus 320. I really think if Chris Middleton wasn't injured, they would have beat the Celtics, and I think it would have been them against the Warriors in the final this year. Giannis is the best or one of the best players in the NBA right now. I think they're going to be hungry for it. They've got some core players coming back, so I'm going to take the Bucks at plus 320. But I understand why you'd take the Nets.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't hate that Bucks play at all. Giannis, he's definitely the best player in the league right now. So, you know, when you got a guy like him, if the team is healthy, Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, they're a tough team to beat. And I guess we'll see what happens. Hopefully the Nets, hopefully I don't have the egg on my face again after the playoffs because, yeah.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I always have egg on my face whenever I bet the Nets. So we'll see what happens.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Moxie Bets is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older. Okay, now let's debut a new segment that we are calling Future Focus and look into our crystal ball to football season. The AFC West is going to be the most talked about division in all of the NFL. The Chiefs, of course, are the favorite to win at plus 155, womp womp, with the Broncos and the Chargers at plus 250, and rounding it out are the Raiders at plus 700. Kenny bets big. Are you putting your big bets money on the Chargers on the Chiefs, Broncos, Raiders? Who's getting your money in the AFC West?
I didn't think I would ever hear myself say this, especially with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback for the Chiefs, but give me the Chargers. +250, Justin Herbert, that offense. We saw what they did last year, filled with talent. And then they add, you know, the defense is what held them back last year, but then they add Khalil Mack and JC Jackson. Yeah, how do you not like the Chargers this year?
How do you not like the Chargers this year? Herbie is fully loaded. And okay, so point taken. The Chiefs have won the division 6 straight years in a row, but that is a boring bet at +155. I'm not sold on the Broncos. Yes, Russell Wilson. I never count him out as a Niners fan. I have learned better, but they got a new quarterback, a new coach, a new GM, no Vic Fangio on defense anymore. I feel like the people and the market are kind of overestimating what Russell Wilson and these Broncos can do next year. The Raiders, I just can't get behind. Look, I understand Devonta Adams has come there, and with Carr and the, you know, Fresno State connection, it's going to be great. And I do like a lot of things that the Raiders can do, but I agree with you. I am taking the Chargers. I feel like they are the only real threat to the Chiefs, and they have been for the last couple years. In 2021, they won 2 of 3 games, including a 38-21 blowout versus the Chiefs. Herbert is an absolute stud. Versus the Chiefs, he had a passer rating of 108.3 with 1,130 yards. He had 10 touchdowns and 2 interceptions in just those 4 games. To your point, they've added Khalil Mack to an already good defense. They've got Joey Bosa. I feel like it's the Chargers' year.
Yeah, and we've seen, you know, it's kind of like the recipe in the NFL now where you kind of build a very strong team around your, you know, quarterback still on his rookie contract. And you're able to acquire much more talent that way, as opposed to you look at the Chiefs, they give Patrick Mahomes all that money. And now they're kind of losing the talent around him because they can't afford to keep guys like a Tyreek Hill and, you know, those boys. So, yeah, I think the Chargers are in that window where they have it's their chance now, right now. So, yeah, they got to get it done.
It's going to be interesting to see the Chiefs offense without the cheetah there. I mean, obviously, Patrick Mahomes is one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever exist, so I'm sure they will be just fine. But to your point, I think it's the year for the Chargers, and I really, really like Justin Herbert. I feel like he has been overlooked. All right, so staying in that division and looking at the quarterbacks, I kind of just touched on it. Patrick Mahomes has the second highest odds to win league MVP at +800. Justin Herbert is at +1200. Then you got Russell Wilson, new to the division, at +1600, and Derek Carr at +3,500. Out of the AFC West, which quarterback do you think has the best chance to win MVP?
Best chance, I would say probably Justin Herbert for all the reasons we just touched on. But when you put that price tag next to Derek Carr's name, you add a guy like Devonta Adams. He has Hunter Renfrow, Darren Waller. You know, you bring in Josh McDaniels, the offensive guru. How do you not like just Derek Carr at those odds, right? It's over +3,000 to win the MVP. So give me Derek Carr.
I mean, I could give you a few reasons not to like Derek Carr, but I know. I hear you. I'm still just so burned on that last game, actually, versus the Chargers and what happened there. But I'm going to go Herbert on this one at +1200. So the Chargers have missed the playoffs in the last 2 seasons, but none of that is really Herbert's fault. I feel like their lack of success has been hurting Justin Herbert when it comes to voting for MVP. He finished last season 2nd in passing yards and 3rd in touchdowns. He threw for over 5,000 yards and 38 touchdowns. He has a good group of receivers around him. We've got Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, Mike Williams. They added Gerald Everett at tight end. They beefed up their defense. I think the Chargers are going to have a better record this year. Obviously, we just hit on it. We think they can win their division, and I think that's going to propel Herbert into these MVP talks. I like him at +1200.
Do you think the fact that their defense is actually stronger now could, though, actually hurt his offensive numbers, right? Because last year, it was kind of like they really didn't have a choice. They just had to go out there and outscore everyone, right? Like we saw they were going for it on 4th down on their own 30-yard line at times because they knew their defense just couldn't stop a thing. So maybe that stronger defense actually takes away from some of those offensive numbers that he puts up. Just food for thought.
Yeah, that's an actually interesting tidbit, but no, I don't think so. Herbie fully loaded in the next year. But yeah, that's a very interesting point. I guess we'll have to see how that plays out, but I'm still going for Herbert on this one, +1200. Okay, we're going to finish things up here with my mocks locks of the day. I have two plays, and Kenny's going to give us one. So first up, I'm taking the over 8 runs in the Giants versus the Tigers. This is at minus 110. We've got two struggling pitchers, and we've got 8 to 11 mile-per-hour winds to left center field. This feels like an over to me. So Wood started out strong this season. If you would have told me a couple months ago that Wood was pitching, I would say definitely let's go under. However, he's currently 5-6 with a 5.05 ERA. He's actually the Giants' worst arm in their rotation at present. We got Garcia on the mound as well, right-handed pitcher. He's 2-2 with a 4.57 ERA. So San Francisco actually has the 7th highest OPS against right-handed pitchers over the last 2 weeks. The over is 4-1 in Garcia's last 5 starts, and it is 7-3-1 in Wood's last 11 outings.
So yeah, especially in that Giants stadium, anytime I've noticed this year with the winds blown out, the totals just seem to fly over. So I'm with you on that one, especially after a low-scoring game last night. I think we should see some runs here today.
Okay, let's see some run here today. All right, next up, this one's a little iffy. Okay, I'm taking Ranger Suarez over 4.5 strikeouts today. This is at minus 102 on Caesars Sportsbook. So he's only hit over this mark in 2 starts of his 4 in June. But in 14 games this season, he's put up 7.1 strikeouts per 9 innings. The Braves offense is phenomenal in some aspects and actually pretty terrible in others. They've got the best slugging percentage at .440. They rank 2nd in home runs at 113, but they rank dead last in strikeouts with an average of 9.5 strikeouts per game.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And if you've paid attention to the Phillies, they're one of the local teams for me here in New Jersey, so I watch them pretty often. Ranger Suarez, anytime the Phillies seems like they have their back up against the wall, he turns in a very strong outing for them and, you know, keeps them in the game, gets them a win. They dropped the game yesterday to the Atlanta Braves. They need this win here today. So I think Ranger Suarez is going to go out and pitch a gem.
All right. I'm glad you're riding with me, Kenny. What are you on tonight?
So I'm looking at another NL East team. We're going to go with the Miami Marlins over the St. Louis Cardinals. Right now, they're around a minus 125 favorite. We got Sandy Alcantara pitching for the Marlins, who's been anything short of remarkable this year. He's got a 2.1 road ERA going up against Andre Pallante, who I talk about it a lot, and you're going to hear it a lot from me with baseball. He's got an expected ERA sitting a whole run higher than his actual ERA. Ooh. So we got a rookie pitcher due for some regression for the Cardinals going up against one of the best pitchers in baseball this year. Give me the fish on the money line.
The fish on the money line. I'm going to ride with you on that one. And yeah, I think that's a really good point to make with their ERA versus their expected ERA. Whenever there's some discrepancy there, you definitely want to take a closer look. I feel like we're on the same page tonight, Kenny. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I mean, hey, last time we were on here, we doled out a few winners. So if you're listening, you're following along, you're making money with us, and that's what this is all about, right?
That's what this is all about. And before we say goodbye, considering this is what it's all about, hit me up on Twitter, @KatieMox, and we could answer your gambling questions on the show. Kenny, thank you so much for joining today. Let the people know again where to find you.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram @KennyBetsBig or on Twitter @KennyBetsBig. You know, just like Katie, you guys can shoot me any questions, anything you may have to ask about betting, baseball, basketball, whatever it is. I'm always there.
Let's go. Kenny is always there, and I am always here. This was Moxie Bets presented by Caesars Sportsbook. We'll see you Friday.